Marcus Miller again. I tell you, a lot of people love that man. They really, a lot of other professional musicians really enjoy having Marcus Miller back them on bass. All right, we're talking about exercising that blood pressure right on down. How much exercise is enough? Do something that's moderate in intensity, like brisk walking, for at least 30 minutes a day, 5 or more days a week. That may be enough to keep you off medications or help them work better. Exercise can lower your blood pressure by as much as 5 to 15 points. Exercise, ladies and gentlemen, 5 to 15 points. If you bring it down 10 points, is that enough to get you off the blood pressure medication? Gradually make your workouts more intense to keep lowering your blood pressure to safer levels. Again, start slowly to prevent injury. Start with a 10 to 15 minute workout and just slowly build up. Pace yourself in order to avoid injury. No need to go out there and mess your body up, and then you're thinking, exercise is not for me, and you go back to the couch. All right, commit to making exercise part of your schedule by making it convenient. You can do that by finding a time that works for you. You can work out while your children are at soccer practice. You can work out before or after work, or even during your lunch break. I know that there have been quite a few people who have had that work for them. They're at work anyway, especially if you're at a place where you have a gym. Your job site provides a gym. What a great way to get that in. And if not, remember, a lot of experts are saying that a brisk walk gives just as much benefit as jogging without the risk of injury. So there are ways to do it. So if that's the best way, during your lunch break. If it's hard to get out of the house, consider getting some workout apps or DVDs, maybe a mat to work out on, handheld weights that you can use at home. How about this? Mini workouts. What if you're not able to get in 30 minutes of exercise 5 days a week, but you can get 20 minutes of exercise 5 days a week? And you really want, though, that total of 150 minutes per week. Well, what if you made up the difference? You want to do 30 minutes a day. You only get 20 minutes a day. What if you were to do the other 10 minutes a day at work? During a 10-minute break or a 15-minute break, part of your lunch break, you can jog in place. You can do calisthenics for 10 minutes. Three 10-minute mini workouts equal 30 minutes of daily exercise and little bits of time that you won't miss, but still it will benefit your body. So consider that. How about this? You want to set up a home gym. Pick items that fit in with what you want to do. A step bench, a jump rope, fit ball, exercise bands or tubes, weights. There are many companies that are making weights that you can put in your home. You can store them in a closet when you're not using them. And if you have more space and a bigger budget, consider getting a treadmill or a stationary bike. Now, remember this. Warm up before exercise and cool down after the exercise. They're important for anyone, but especially for people who have high blood pressure. You do not need to start out at 50 miles per hour and stop at 50 miles an hour. In fact, you don't need to start out at 3 miles per hour and stop at 50 miles per hour. No, you need to warm up and you need to cool down. These are the exercises that let your heart rate rise and return to normal gradually. Walking in place or on a treadmill for 10 minutes is fine for warming up before exercise as well as for cooling down afterwards. A heart rate watch can let you quickly assess your pulse. Put a band that comes with it. You buy a heart and one that you put on your chest. You put the band that comes with it on your chest underneath your shirt. By looking at the watch while you're exercising, you can see your actual heart rate. This is a good alternative to taking your pulse manually. Ask your doctor to let you know what is the best target heart rate zone for you so that you'll know when you've reached that that limit for you. Medication and heart rate. Some heart medications, such as beta blockers or calcium channel blockers, can slow your heart rate. So talk to your doctor and ask what your target heart rate should be, especially if you're taking medications. No matter what exercise you do, be aware of your limitations. If the exercise or the activity hurts, stop, period. If you feel dizzy or have discomfort in your chest, your arms, or your throat, stop, period. Also, go slower on hot and humid days or exercise in an air-conditioned building. Now, beyond exercise, also consider lowering the top number of your blood pressure, known as the systolic blood pressure, by switching to the DASH diet. That's a diet that's based on 2,000 calories a day. It's rich in fruits, vegetables, and low-fat dairy products. It's also low in saturated fat, cholesterol, and total fat. Remember, the unsaturated fats are the ones that are generally good for us, whether they are monounsaturated fats or polyunsaturated fats. Now, the goal is to keep your blood pressure less than 120 over 80. Okay, now if you're overweight, losing 10 pounds, as we mentioned, can help reduce or prevent high blood pressure. To lose weight, make sure that you're taking in fewer calories than you're using each day, which means basically you're going to be using exercise to help you burn calories. And so in burning the calories, especially if you can use a machine that helps you gauge how many calories you're burning, you'll be able to determine whether you're burning more calories than you're eating or vice versa. Watch out for the salt. Be committed and have fun. Till next time.